Dial Daily Bread, Book 1. Chapter 30. Who is Peter? Should we be worried about whether we are born again? The answer is no, but should we be seriously concerned about whether we are truly converted? The answer is yes. Right up to the moment when the Sanhedrin condemned Jesus to death, the Apostle Peter was sure that he was well converted. When Jesus told him on Thursday night that he was not, he became upset, and loudly protested his being thoroughly born again. In his conscious understanding, he sincerely believed he was already converted, but when a servant girl challenged his identity with Christ, his unconscious motivations took over and he denied Christ with vile cursing and swearing. Peter did not know himself. And who is Peter? Anyone who belongs to the seventh church of world history, the church of the Laodiceans. More particularly, anyone who is part of the angel of the church, its leadership. Jesus tells us frankly that Peter is indeed our patron saint. You say, I am rich, have become wealthy by some assumed historical enrichment, and have need of nothing, and do not know that you are wretched, miserable, poor, blind, and naked. Poor Peter made a fool of himself, thinking he was rich in his born-again experience and knowledge. He even argued with the all-knowing Lord, contradicting him as if to say, Lord, you don't know me. Give me a chance, and I'll prove to you that I am the most devoted follower you have. I've been baptized, ordained to the ministry, have cast out devils in your name, finished my 3.5 years seminary training with cum laude under you as teacher, have my doctoral diploma, I really understand your gospel and I teach it powerfully. Lord, do you think I need to go back to the spiritual kindergarten and start over and get born again? You're wrong, Lord. Sadly, the Lord had to tell him honestly, when you have returned to me or converted, strengthen your brethren. Why should we be concerned about our true conversion? Not because of craven fear lest we won't make it into the kingdom, but for a more important reason, lest in our unconscious selfishness we bring shame on him in these closing hours of the great controversy between Christ and Satan. The best Laodicean in the world can well pray that prayer, God be merciful to me a sinner. Edward Arcill probably had an even better idea in his heart-wrenching poem, O Lord, be merciful to me, a fool.